USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Rules Committee meeting at this hour to set procedural guidelines for tomorrow's expected debate over the impeachment of President Trump. Opening the meeting, Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern called impeachment unfortunate, but claimed that Trump's actions have prompted the rare action. Meanwhile, on the Senate side, the top Democrat there, Chuck Schumer, says Republicans are afraid that certain witnesses may be called if it reaches the Senate for an impeachment trial. Schumer defending his call to subpoena some current and former White House officials to testify.
The American people have a wisdom that seems to be lacking with some of my colleagues, that a trial without witnesses is not a trial. It's a rush to judgment. It's a sham trial.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says witnesses are not going to happen. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump saying he would be disappointed if North Korea continues to test nuclear weapons. He told reporters yesterday his administration is watching the regime closely. Meanwhile, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he, too, is trying to stay optimistic.
I am hopeful. I would like to remain an optimist that we can keep moving forward with regard to negotiations, but because the alternative is not a positive one.
Negotiations have stalled as leader Kim Jong-un wants a more gradual approach to giving up nuclear weapons that would prioritize ending U.S. sanctions against his nation. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot floating the idea of starting a city-owned marijuana co-op so as to give minorities a chance to start their own recreational pot businesses. The mayor announcing yesterday up to $15 million could be used as seed money, no pun intended, to open a cooperative cultivation center for residents of color. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Thousands of officers, friends, family, and community members are attending a funeral today for a New Jersey police detective who was murdered last week. The funeral mass for Jersey City Detective Joseph Seals, scheduled for late morning. Seals was shot and killed last Tuesday by two suspects who then killed three more people in an apparent hate attack at a kosher market. They were then killed by police. Congress is expected to raise the age limit on buying tobacco products to 21 in a year-end spending deal, and that would include e-cigarettes and vaping products. Raising the age limit enjoys bipartisan support in the House and the Senate. It could be included in broader legislation aimed at reducing the costs of emergency medical bills. And the new Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, that hits theaters this weekend, had its star-studded Hollywood world premiere last evening. Disney shut down the entire block around the Dolby Theater, where Harrison Ford, Adam Driver, Mark Hamill, Daisy Ridley, and others gathered to celebrate the final chapter in the Skywalker saga that started a long time ago in 1977. The blue carpet was rolled out with a setup designed to resemble a spaceship hangar. Director J.J. Abrams says he was glad to release the movie at a time when it's so rare to find something that brings people together. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.